The rainfall warning was issued on November 14th. This atmospheric river set to bring in heavy rain as well as flash flooding and high winds. Over the next 2 days, the region was drenched, while landslides and high rivers would close down all major highways in and out of the Lower Mainland. Hundreds of people got trapped in their cars. Our Monica Gould reports on the Highway 7 slides near Agassiz.
Erica Schiller among the people caught up in the mess. She was trying to get to North Vancouver from the Okanagan.
Or to sleep or relax or even just think about, you know, the week ahead, because it's like, well, no idea what the next couple hours are going to look like.
As for those trapped in cities such as Hope with no way home, some chartered helicopters, others slept in their cars for days. The flooding proving the resiliency and kindness of British Columbians, with many opening their homes to evacuees. Meantime, tragic news from the landslide that happened near Lillooet. Here's our own Bailey Nicholson.
Three men reported missing in the landslide on Duffy Lake Road have been confirmed dead. Lillooet RCMP say their bodies were recovered this week. Their families have been notified. This marks four fatalities so far on that stretch of Highway 99 between Lillooet and Pemberton.
Thankfully, the brunt of the storm was over, and even though some evacuations were rescinded and then brought back in, the province was able to begin the long road to cleaning up. They say the torn-apart highways, such as the Coquihalla, would remain closed for some time, but when building back, they would be keeping in mind further climate events and preparing for the next storm. With a look at your 2021 year in review, Robin Crawford, City News.